2.5.2 Continuous Optimization Through Testing. In marketing, the best decisions aren't made on a hunch, they're made on data. Testing is your pathway to discovering what truly works. Chris Walker. In today's fast-paced market, staying competitive means constantly refining your approach. Continuous optimization, powered by A/B testing, gives you the ability to fine-tune your demand generation strategy based on real-world performance. Testing isn't just a one-time activity. It's an ongoing process of experimentation that drives better results over time. In this section, we'll dive into how to implement a culture of continuous testing to ensure your campaigns evolve, improve, and consistently deliver the best possible outcomes. Step-by-step guide to continuous optimization through testing. 1. Identify areas for testing. Start by pinpointing the areas of your demand generation strategy that could benefit from A/B testing. These can range from email subject lines and landing page designs to CTAs and ad copy. Essentially, any element that affects your performance metrics is fair game for testing. Action. Review your current campaigns to find potential areas for improvement. Focus on high-impact elements, those that influence key metrics like conversion rates, click-through rates, and engagement. Example, if your email open rates are lower than industry standards, test different subject lines, sender names, or delivery times to see what drives higher engagement. Develop a hypothesis for each test. A successful A/B test begins with a hypothesis, an educated guess about how a specific change will impact a key metric. Your hypothesis should be clear, measurable, and based on previous data or insights. This helps you stay focused and ensures your tests deliver actionable results. Action. Write a hypothesis that outlines what change you're testing, what outcome you expect, and how success will be measured. Example, if we change our CTA from Learn More to Get Started Today, we expect a 15% increase in signups because the new wording suggests immediacy and action. 3. Design and execute A/B tests. Once your hypothesis is set, it's time to put it to the test. In an A/B test, you create two versions of a campaign element, version A, the control, and version B, the variation. By exposing both versions to similar audience segments, you can see which one drives better results. Action. Use tools like Google Optimize, Optimizely, or the built-in A/B testing functionality in your marketing automation platform to set up your test. Be sure to isolate a single variable to test at a time for accurate results. Example, to test subject lines, send one version of your email with the original subject line, version A, and another with a new subject line, version B. Compare the open rates between the 2.4. Monitor test results and gather data. As your A/B test runs, closely monitor the results. Make sure to gather enough data to make your findings statistically significant. This means running the test long enough to reach a meaningful sample size. Action. Track performance metrics in real time using your analytics tools. Focus on the KPIs most relevant to your hypothesis, such as conversion rates, engagement levels, or click-through rates. Example, if version B of your landing page sees a 20% higher conversion rate, you found a winning change that can be applied more broadly. 5. Analyze results and implement findings. Once your test is complete, analyze the data to determine whether your hypothesis was correct. If your test reveals a clear winner, implement that change across your broader campaign. If results are mixed or inconclusive, consider running follow-up tests to refine your approach. Action: review the performance data and document your findings. If the test confirms your hypothesis, roll out the winning version to all applicable campaigns. If results aren't clear, experiment further to isolate what works. Example, if a new CTA significantly boosts conversions, update all related landing pages and emails with the improved call to action. If the test didn't produce a clear winner, explore alternative phrasing or design tweaks for another round of testing, buff 6. Foster a culture of continuous testing. To make continuous optimization a cornerstone of your strategy, testing needs to become a regular, ongoing practice. Encourage your team to frequently test various elements of your campaigns, analyze the outcomes, and apply those learnings across all demand generation efforts. Action. Develop a testing roadmap that outlines upcoming A/B tests, key focus areas, and expected outcomes. Regularly share results and insights across teams to foster a data-driven mindset. Example, hold bi-weekly meetings to review test results, celebrate wins, and discuss lessons learned from tests that didn't go as planned. This will reinforce the importance of data-driven decisions and create a culture of continuous improvement. Practical application in demand generation. 1. Landing page optimization. Constantly test different elements of your landing pages, headlines, images, forms, and CTAs, to improve conversion rates. Even small adjustments, like changing the color of a button or tweaking the copy, can lead to significant gains. 2. Email marketing refinement. Test subject lines, send times, and email design to find the combination that resonates best with your audience. A/B testing in email marketing is crucial for refining your approach and increasing open and click-through rates. 3. Ad copy and design testing. In paid media, A/B testing ad copy, imagery, and CTAs is essential for optimizing ad performance. Test different formats, headlines, and visuals to discover what drives the highest click-through and conversion rates.